Hi, and welcome to the GameSlave Podcast, episode 102.
This is Assimilator, and it is just myself today, playing with a few new things, kind of testing them out. Let me know what you think. Today is going to be kind of a short episode, because it is just me, and I have a tendency to ramble a little fast, to be honest. And I want to get back to killing Reapers. Okay, I'll be honest, I'm enjoying the game, I want to go play some more. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Since I am recording on Wednesday, there is some news that recently came out. And that is the release of the Apple iPad 3, or at least the announcement of its release. It apparently actually launches, I think it's around March 16th right now. And it's got a few new toys to it, to some new gadgets. The new iPad is a little heavier than the old one. That's not a whole much to gripe about since you're still getting 10 hours of battery life on a more powerful device. How is it a more powerful device? Well, let's see. It now has a Retina display, which is 2048 by 1536 pixels. So that's basically more pixel density than you see on your average HD screen, which is 1920 by 1080. So technically it does have it's a better screen than your average HD TV. Not that you typically sit close enough to an HD TV to see the pixels, but an iPad you hold significantly closer, so it'll be nice. It's got a new CPU. It's got a dual-core Apple A5X. Graphics are going to be quad-core. People aren't really sure, but it is going to actually be a quad-core device from what they were saying. The rear camera is 5 megapixels with some nice white balance and auto devices in order to make it shoot better. I don't remember what they all are. I saw them earlier. I just don't remember all the little add-ins they had on there. It's also going to be recording at 1080p, so technically it's going to be recording lower than the screen can actually display, which I guess that's nothing new. But it's supposed to look real nice. I'm not a big Apple person, so I'm going off of news here. I'm sorry. It's going to have 3G, 4G LTE for both AT&T and Verizon, and it is world ready. So you'll be able to take your American iPad and travel the world and still get your internets. I don't know why you need internets all over the world, but I can see them coming in handy. I admit, when I travel at times, it's really nice to have. It's got Bluetooth 4.0, and yeah, it's still got its 10-hour battery, 9 hours on 4G. Looks to be a great device. It's going to be out in about 2 weeks, so save those Benjamins. Or just pre-order it now. Apple's taking pre-orders already. My work has like 10 of them on order already. It's amazing. And the reason I bring this up is during their press conference, they brought up that this might be taking over some aspects of gaming. I don't really like that idea. I think some games absolutely do need to have a, you know, physical interface more, a mouse, keyboard, or a controller, something more tactile. I find hard to find making my sole gaming device just a touchscreen. It doesn't allow enough versatility for me. But they are one of the things they did say during their press conference was that this is going to have more memory or screen resolution than either the 360 or the PS3. Which basically is touting a device that comes out in a few weeks as having more memory than a 6.5-year console. Not necessarily hard to believe, but still not something that's going to replace as my primary gaming system. And the people that are saying that they prefer this over consoles, I don't think they're real gamers. I think they are more the casual gamers, because a real gamer will still have the console, and they'll still have better games on their console, I think. I think the portable devices are catching up. They're getting better games. But I still have a hard time seeing that. That could just be me complaining, but still. And yeah, and the thing's still going to cost a small arm and a leg depending on which one you want. So it looks like it's going to run. The cheapest model is the 16GB one. Wi-Fi, it's $400. Wi-Fi plus 3G, it's $530, it looks like. And then once you move up to there, it's $630 for Wi-Fi plus 4G, all the way up to, for a 64-gig Wi-Fi plus 4G, you're looking at $830, or $700 for the 64-gig Wi-Fi-only model. I said, it's out here in the next couple of weeks. So if you really want it, knock yourself out, guys. Well, I don't care for it. It is a nice piece of machinery. I can see it being very useful in some cases. Just not for me right now. And now I'm going to get off of the Apple talk. Couple of games that are, one was recently revealed, started pre-orders, and that's given a little background on it. And that is good old Assassin's Creed 3. This time, we are looking at the American Revolution. In it, we have Connor Ratohanakaton. I know I didn't pronounce that right. I apologize for anybody that can actually pronounce that right on how horribly I butchered it. But basically, he's half English, half Mohawk Indian, and he's drawn into the fight against tyranny when his home is attacked by white colonists. Throughout the game, you end up getting to encounter historical figures such as George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and Charles Lee. I haven't really read too much on how they're actually going to be in the story, but it'll be kind of nice to see them all in here and to see how this all comes together. This is obviously not going to have as many buildings, I don't think, since you're not in as developed portion of the world. So it'll be a lot of fun to see how they pull this game all together. It'll be a nice change of scenery, too, from the previous ones. Based on previews that have been shown so far, your primary weapon on this is going to be an axe that you carry around with you for doing your assassinations. All in all, it's looking good. I've already pre-ordered my copy and gotten my empty DVD metal case that I guess I'll hold on to until the game comes out and then move the game into the metal case. What else is random stuff for? And then lastly, Mass Effect 3 came out. Technically, I guess it was Monday at 10 p.m. when my neck of the woods, when it unlocked on Origin. But officially, the launch day was yesterday. I unfortunately haven't gotten a whole lot of chance to play it yet. I've only just made it to the Citadel and recruited the reporter, and that was all I did. I haven't even made it down to the medical wing or to talk with the council. Looking forward to getting that done here as soon as I've gotten this podcast posted. So, yeah, it's probably why I'm going to hurry it along just a little bit. So far, the game looks real nice. Graphics are nice. Unfortunately, I did import my Shepard, which is a good thing. But I had to basically recreate his looks because it couldn't import my Mass Effect 2 looks into Mass Effect 3. Oh, well. First world problem. Wah, wah, wah. I'll get over it. And that's all I really have to say. I'll talk about more about Mass Effect 3 once I've had a chance to play it more. You'll probably be hearing a whole lot about from me about this game because it's a big blockbuster. It's the first big blockbuster of the year. Potential game of the year material right here, folks. So I'm looking forward to it. Irish Pride said he's going to do the review on that, so I look forward to seeing when he is able to get it played enough for the review and get that up. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and head out and get that game played. You can go ahead and find us at thegameslave.com where you can see our other articles we write. You can also follow us on Twitter at thegameslave, or you can friend us on Facebook. If you have any questions, comments, anything about the show, you can send those also to mail@thegameslave.com. And in the meantime, game on.